Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, buddy mine's working through his new cell phone, trying to figure it out.
All right.
Yeah, he's getting all frustrated. And I was looking online, and I got some of the things that frustrate you the first time you use it. So when you get a new cell phone, do you get frustrated?
Maybe from time to time, but right away you're pretty excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
You're going through all the cool features. It's more like later when you need to go do something that's not the same, and then you get frustrated.
Yeah. I've had my cell phone for a while. I'm still figuring out new things about it.
Well, that's kind of what I said.
Yeah, I know. But I'm like, I get frustrated.
New television.
Okay, yeah.
They have that? New television?
They do have new televisions that make you frustrated.
Like, is it like you see the Nutella and it's like right there?
Oh, it's new television.
Yeah.
New television.
Yeah, you sit there and you watch it goop on stuff. It's delicious.
Oh, chocolatey.
It sounds so satisfying.
New television.
New television. There's something there. I don't know what.
I know, right?
Yeah. But TVs and remotes were mentioned, Heidi. Yeah, but I mean, you just turn them on now. Well,
no.
You know what? I know you got to set the brightness and all the color scheme and all that.
No, it's just it tells me that I can talk to it.
Oh,
and
okay.
Sometimes I can, sometimes it listens. I don't know where that consistency lies.
Almost any electronics like that, because I got a new sound bar for my TV, and it's connected to Alexa.
Yeah.
And so anytime we say anything remotely close to that, it says, I'm sorry, I'm having trouble connecting to the internet right now. And you're like, I wasn't talking to you anyway.
Yeah.
And I end up I say the meanest things to our digital assistants.
Because
they speak. The other day, my daughter and I are studying science, and she pops in with an answer. I'm like, we didn't ask you.
Yeah, it's funny how it'll just happen.
That's freaky, man.
It's because they're always listening.
Yep.
I would love that.
I know, right? I was like, she is right, though.
Yeah, I'm like, maybe I can set the Alexa right beside the kids while they're doing their homework.
Oh, they'll figure it out.
I like that. But technology obviously mentioned, because anything, any of those gadgets you get now, you've got to, you know, wire it with your wireless and this, that, and the other.
You don't have to.
Well, it doesn't work as good. Computer internet was mentioned.
Right.
But they...
Setting up Wi-Fi used to be the worst.
Yeah, I know. They made that a little bit easier.
It used to be a nightmare.
I remember a few years back trying to set up a remote, like a mouse.
Okay.
And you had to go through a whole bunch of steps. And then I bought a new one the other day. And the guy, I'm like, what do you have to do? And the guy's like, well, you just plug in this little thing. And
turn it on.
I'm like, that's all you got to do?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. Yeah. So they made it really easy for us dummies.
I like to hear pairing when you're going for your Bluetooth and it finally connects.
Connected.
God.
Yeah, Bluetooth can be a nightmare. And it's gotten better, too, but not always.
No.
Okay, these are some of the things that frustrate you the first time you use them. Your car.
Again, it's not the first time. It's that when you first time you try to do something that you used to know how to do,
but
now you don't.
You got that computer sitting right in front of you, and you are trying to pair your cell phone and all that stuff.
But it's not just that. I mean, our van is several years old. And I still cuss at it because the electronics don't do what I want them to do a lot of times.
Well, I got my new car, and I'm like, I'm frustrated. I was frustrated first driving it home because I was trying to figure out how to set up stuff.
Hawk, you had a 1995 Jeep Cherokee before. It didn't have anything electronic in it.
Right.
That is a problem because you go from an older car to even a relatively newer car that has the electronics in it. And literally, I've sat there when I've rented a car before and thought, what do I,
Oh, that's the worst.
What do I do now?
When you rent a car, it's horrible.
And Hawk, driving it home for the first time is not the time to be figuring it all out.
Well, I know.
Yeah.
I sat in my driveway for hours. I know my neighbors had to think I was weird. Just playing with all the buttons in my new car. I enjoyed that.
Okay. All right, and then navigating through apps.
Oh, navigation systems.
Okay.
Back in the day, before it was built into your car,
I
almost threw one of those TomTom things out the window in Asheville. I was that close to just taking it off the dash, throwing it down on the ground as hard as I could, and driving off and buying a map.
Really sounds like you have anger issues.
I do.
Yeah.
Especially at inanimate objects, at things that you can't talk back with.
Yeah.
They just sit there and quit. No, they don't work. No matter what you do, they still do the same thing over. I'm getting upset right now.
Yeah.
And then there was a razor that I always thought I was shaving my legs, and it never had the top off of it. It was very much challenging.
And frustrating, yes.
Did you ask Alexa?
No, I didn't. She couldn't have helped me. I had to ask somebody else.
I was like, this razor is just not working well. I must be very bushy.
Brand new. Well, that might be true, but it should have worked. It was brand new.
Wow, you admitted that, you know.
It had that plastic thing on it.
Yeah,
yeah, we know.
You admitted that again.
Yeah. I just had to explain it.
Next time, use your weed eater.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.